Unit 5 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
Welcome to the Working Lives Podcast, where we talk to different professionals about their jobs. Today, I'm talking to Jason Denning, who's a social worker. Jason, why did you pursue a career in social work?
Mainly because I wanted to make a difference to people's lives. Today's society encourages us to think about ourselves and what we need as individuals to make us happy. However, in my opinion, the real purpose of society is to make sure everyone can have the best life possible. It seemed to me that social work was one way to help to achieve that.
You weren't always a social worker, were you?
That's right. I'd been working in banking for a number of years before I got into social work. I hadn't planned to be a banker, but I didn't have any career aspirations when I left university. I'd left with a lot of debt, so I needed a well-paid job in order to pay it off. Not only that, but I liked the fact that banking offered me the chance to advance in my career.
So why did you switch career?
It was a difficult decision because I was a successful banker. I'd started out as an analyst and I'd moved into management in no time. I was earning good money, but I never looked forward to going to work. When I realised I'd lost my motivation, I decided to make a career change.
And how did you become a social worker?
I'd graduated from university with a degree in English literature, so I had to retrain. One option was to take a master's degree in social work, but I didn't fancy studying full-time. That's why I chose a special course which combined part-time study with a work placement. It suited me because I could get some practice of social work whilst learning the theory.
What are your main responsibilities?
Basically, we are given cases, which are people or families in need of help, and we have to identify ways to support them. As I work with older people, they often need help looking after themselves or staying safe. Sometimes they're recovering from an operation and need short-term assistance, while others have disabilities and need longer-term support. I work closely with other professionals, like nurses and care workers, to provide the help they need.
What are the most important personal qualities in your profession?
I'd say the most important is the ability to understand your client's feelings and problems. You have to see things from their perspective in order to know what they need. Secondly, you need to be able to work under pressure, as you usually have several cases to deal with at the same time. Lastly, you have to be organised, because you have to keep a record of everything you do.
One last question. Will you reinvent yourself again?
I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I was considering setting up a social care company. The problem is that an entrepreneur is always focused on making a profit, and I don't want to do that. I love my job and the people I work with, so I can't see myself leaving social work.